Epilogue. Refugee vessels glittered in the light of the doomed world, an ad hoc fleet of well over 1,000 ships of all sizes and displacement. It was a fleet of desperation, every vessel packed with the indigenous survivors of Morningstar. Shuttles still ferried people back and forth, segregating natives from non-natives. Magnus and Perturabo watched from the command deck of the Iron Blood, as Legion vessels maneuvered around the fleet like shepherds guarding a flock from predators. Perturabo's flagship was a place of functionality, yet its arches were gracefully formed over latticed ironwork. Magnus recognized many of the decorative flourishes from the plans he had seen etched on wax paper in his brother's workshop. Warriors in burnished plates stood at their command stations like iron sculptures, ready to enact their Primarch's orders the instant they were given. No one spoke. The only sound was the buzz of cogitators and the constant thrum of the engines through the deck plates. Perturabo's armor was still bloody from the fighting in the Shirai Maveth, and still radiated heat from action. It had taken all Magnus's considerable powers of persuasion to convince Perturabo to abandon his fortress. It railed against every fiber of his brother's soul to leave a fight unfinished, and the look in his eyes when they met atop the landing platforms of the embattled fortress told Magnus the matter lay between them like an impassable gulf. Forex and Harkor's squads had held the gates to the upper levels, while the Iron Warriors and Thousand Suns evacuated the Shirai Maveth. And with every gunship that blasted into orbit, Magnus felt a little of his brother's love for him diminish. Barban Falk had emerged from the fighting, dragging the bloodied, struggling form of Conrad Varga behind him. At first, Magnus thought the warrior was rescuing him, but then he read the truth of the situation in the man's aura. "He wants to die," Falk said, tossing the weeping, soiled governor onto the bloodied floor of a gunship. "But he's going to live, alone and in chains in an iron cell for the rest of his life." Vashti Eshkol and Tezzerom had escaped on a battered Mechanicum tender, angry and bewildered at being forced to leave Morningstar while there were yet people to save. Niko Eshkali was secured aboard a 15th Legion gunship, still recovering from her ordeal of being stranded at Zarukin. Magnus's last sight of Morningstar's surface had been of a world tearing itself apart, of a city engulfed in madness, and of jeering traitors standing atop the flaming bastions of his brother's fortress. "This was not how I saw this ending." He took a breath, realizing that Perturabo had spoken to him.
"What?"
he said, looking into the cold, flinty eyes of his brother.
"I asked if you're absolutely sure about this."
"I am sure," said Magnus.
"Throne, I wish I was not." Perturabo sighed. "And you said I had a cruel streak."
"This is not cruelty."
"Only if you're right."
"I am."
Perturabo sneered.
"Always so certain."
"It has to be this way," replied Magnus,
placing a protective hand over the book chained at his waist.
"It is the only way to be sure no seeds of Shaitan's apocalyptic vision are allowed to flower elsewhere.
Remember, I saw inside it. I saw how deep its hate runs."
Perturabo folded his arms.
"Bitter experience has taught my legion to bear moments like this. Can you say the same of yours?"
"You have no idea what my legion can bear," said Magnus.
"Perhaps not. But this will scar them forever."
"Scars heal," said Magnus.
"But they leave a mark. Your sons will remember this."
"They have endured worse," said Magnus,
lost in black memory of screams and warriors begging to die.
"They will forget this, as they forgot that."
He sensed Perturabo's puzzlement, but did not elaborate. Now was not the time for reminiscing over past sins.
"Do it," he said.
Perturabo nodded to his iron warriors.
"Open fire!"
The Iron Blood shuddered as every one of its weapon batteries unleashed hell. The vessels of both legions followed suit, illuminating the void with murderous ordnance and killing fire from 1,000 guns.
Magnus forced himself to watch as the refugee fleet burned. Every last ship gutted by endless broadsides of macro cannons, lances, and wave after wave of atomic torpedoes. The barrage continued for 2 hours until nothing remained. The wreckage tumbled back to Morningstar's surface as world-ending weapons of Exterminatus fell from orbit. "All is dust," said Magnus.